What you do before this transition is going to determine what you do after transition. What you do in this lifespan will determine what you do in the next. And so we are told to sow to the Spirit, to lay up our treasures in heaven, which is the same thing as sowing to the Spirit. But more concretely, once we begin to decode those phrases, we see that we are being called upon to consciously live in the now and redeem everything that appears in time and space with the knowledge that it cannot be. When you learned mathematics, you did something like that. And then after a while, certain things became known fact, and you never had to retrace and do them again and again. They became part of your awareness. And because we have never really started this particular brand of awareness, it's all rather new, and we have to go through the laborious processes of it. But it's no different than everything else you've done in your life to make a success of it. After a while, when you're typing, you might even find it impossible to know what key you're hitting with your mind. Your speed is so quick, and your intuition has been built up to such an extent that it's quicker to type than to stop and say what letters you're hitting. It becomes embedded in you, so that your fingers have an intelligence. You can't stop. Once you stop, you become all thumbs. And so it is that this intelligence seeps through and becomes conscious awareness without the need to go back into the repetition of it. But you must go through that practicing of the nowness of God where you stand as Spirit until you can come into the recognition of the fruitage that only comes that way. And so many have said, I wish only to realize God. But someone had to tell them that the only way you're going to realize God is if you work at it. God isn't a realization that just steals out of the night. God is your constant day-by-day activity in which you recognize God everywhere, and then through that day-by-day recognition of God instead of matter, you come to the realization of God. It's not a thunderbolt or a lightning stroke. It's the hammering of the nail every day until it's deeply embedded, and then it's yours. And so to recognize the incorporeal nature of the kingdom of God around you unceasingly is the way to the realization of God. And that means you are walking this earth knowing the Christ identity of yourself and every being on this earth in spite of the appearances. And nothing they do in time or space fools you, because you know God is not in time and not in space. If it's a toe ache or a launching to the moon, if it happens in the material world in time and space, you do not accept it as God, which is all. But you do accept that behind it, whether it's a toe ache or a launching to the moon, is the invisible Spirit. Everywhere, without exception. and the law of that spirit alone governs the invisible universe of God. That law governing the invisible universe, you are bringing forth into visible manifestation by your knowledge of it. And that is where your dominion lies. And so we've read all about stock exchange investments. And now we're learning of a greater way of investing. It is the spiritual investing of this minute with spiritual awareness. And then the infinity of spirit is in that moment. Now you'll find that with a great deal of practice, you can invest this minute with more spiritual awareness. And more and more. And as you build up your spiritual minute, you're building up all of the so-called future lifetimes. This isn't living the way the world lives. But this is living according to the pattern in the Sermon on the Mount and in the teaching of Jesus that followed that sermon. We are building our foundation on the rock of Christ within. With a complete understanding that this is the way to self-realization. In addition to this method then, of knowing that I am now, God is now, and I and the Father are one now, and redeeming every appearance with a constant awareness of the spiritual identity of life, I now am able to know that whatever occurs in the so-called future will be impregnated with this moment of awareness continuing and eventually appearing as a need fulfilled. I need not take thought about the morrow, for if I live in the now, every morrow will take care of itself. And if I am told to take human footsteps about future plans, that is still living in the now, for I am following the direction of the inner knower now. You'll find this is a very practical way. As you dwell further now, you may notice that everything has come down to one. There is one kingdom. There is one mind. There is one self. And as you look at the multiplicities around you, they do not disturb you anymore as multiplicities. You are dwelling in the one and letting the appearances take care of themselves. One. I am that one. And that one that I am, being infinite, embraces all that appears as multiplicity. That one that I am is living itself perfectly, and I need not take cognizance of the forms in which it appears. They will all be, where I am concerned, functioning in the one as the perfection of the Father. Now and in all future tomorrows, beyond the grave, beyond every incarnation, beyond transition, until I can feel my eternal peace as the very constant activity of all being on this earth. Each of us walks this path together but alone. You do it, I do it, he does it, she does it. We're really in one, and yet we do it alone, individually. And this is the bond that we share. This is the cross that we take up. This is the work about my Father's business. Jesus was doing that when he was 12. About my Father's business. And that was the business he was doing. Redeeming every time-space moment in the flesh to know the spiritual reality of it in the now. We only have 3 more classes in parentheses. And I'm very hopeful that by the time our final class comes, we are all really living in the inner universe. You might, tonight, this would be a good time to do it, make it a special point to have one meditation in which you sit down before midnight, just resting in the consciousness of God, to feel the infinity of your own self, not confined to a human body or a space capsule or a position on the sun, the earth, the moon, or a planet or a star, but just let infinity explain itself to you as a feeling, as an experience. And that will be your launching on the same night as the Apollo launching. I can assure you that your launching will bear fruit. I think we've covered beyond time and space. We are walking in the fourth dimension of consciousness, as our physical forms appear in the third. Eventually, the physical form in the third will disappear, and we will be in the fourth without a three-dimensional form. The consciousness precedes the form. And I think that's probably our message then. Thank you very much.